This is Jay Sekulow, outrage in Washington. The White House trades an Iranian scientist as part of the Iranian agreement.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
So I'm very concerned, especially with this interim deal, how we get to a place where Iran is not enriching constantly, or where they're right on the verge, always, of being able to break out and create a nuclear weapon. I have strong concerns about the proliferation that's going to occur in the area as people see this rogue nation being dealt with in this manner, and basically us validating them over the next 6 months.
Are we safer now than we were a year ago, 2 years ago, in general?
I don't think so. I think terror is up worldwide. The statistics indicate that. The fatalities are way up. The numbers are way up. There are new bombs, very big bombs, trucks being reinforced for those bombs. There are bombs that go through magnetometers. The bomb maker is still alive. There are more groups than ever, and there is huge malevolence out there.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Let's be honest with ourselves, all right? We have accepted Iranian uranium enrichment. There is no question about that. That's a different red line than we used to have.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the only word I have to describe it is absolute outrage, and that is the situation that has taken place that was uncovered this weekend, where it was confirmed that the United States, as the beginning of this negotiation process starting with Iran back in April, actually released a top Iranian scientist, Mushtaba Altardi. And by the way, this was someone that was acquiring equipment that could be used for Iran's nuclear program, its military nuclear program. We released him, everyone. Let him go. Why? Because we were getting ready to sit down for the P5 plus one conference and get the nuclear agreement with Iran. And then the White House has the nerve to tell us that Saeed Abedini was only discussed on the margins when it was known by our existing State Department and our government that we had already released an Iranian scientist who was arrested and convicted in the United States. Now, you could call it whatever you want, but I call it betrayal. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, and we want your reaction to this. Saeed Abedini, another Thanksgiving away from his family, but we're releasing an Iranian scientist as part of their nuclear program who we arrested. David, we talked about this over the week, and we've all been emailing each other. This was an absolute outrage. Unbelievable, really.
You know, we released a person who's actually dangerous to the United States. I mean, this is a guy who can help them create a nuclear bomb. Pastor Saeed is dangerous to no one. He is in chains for the gospel, for his faith. All he wants to do is come back home to Idaho, to his wife and kids. He is not dangerous, and we can't even secure his release. And then we go ahead and give the Iranians a guy who's not only dangerous to the region, he's dangerous to the United States of America. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. The Times of Israel is reporting this, folks. And one of the interesting comments was, it's clear what the Iranians got. What's not so clear is what the United States got. Well, I'll tell you what Saeed Abedini got: betrayal by his government. How do you react to this, and what's your statement? As I go overseas and meet with U.S. representatives, German representatives, representatives from Turkey, on a mission to help secure the release of this pastor, what do you want me to convey? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Do you feel this is an act of betrayal by the President of the United States, knowing we were transferring and agreeing to swap a prisoner? We didn't get anything. Saeed Abedini, Robert Levinson in jail. Amir Hakmani in jail. None of them released. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. And let me tell you this, folks, this is also critical here. We want to make sure your voice is heard and you stand with us as we stand firm against a nuclear Iran and stand firm for Pastor Saeed. We've got a petition up right now. You need to sign it. 61,000 have. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Our government was silent, but we will speak out. 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
It is an outrage. There are now reports that the Obama administration secretly agreed to release a top Iranian scientist arrested in this country for attempting to aid Iran's nuclear program as part of that so-called nuclear deal reached with Iran. But American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran simply because of his faith, is left behind. His release, not even brought up by the U.S. as a precondition to the talks. So the U.S. frees an Iranian scientist being held on serious charges, and Iran continues to hold a U.S. citizen with no pressure applied by the U.S. to release him. Unbelievable. This week, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is leading a team to Europe, part of the ACLJ's ongoing effort in this country and abroad to generate support for Pastor Saeed. You can help. Demand President Obama and Congress renew sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear program and releases Pastor Saeed. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Version of Watchtower, which was posted at Jay Sekulow. I'm sure we'll get it up at ACLJ on Facebook as well coming up today sometime. Good song for appropriate here. Someone's got to be watching out for this mess going on in Washington. We've just got a report. Jordan just got it from Than Bennett, who's in a meeting right now. What is the latest on the situation, Jordan, with regard to
the
sanctions?
The latest right now is that people may have seen a lot of stories about how the U.S. Congress is wary of this Iranian nuclear deal and wants sanctions in place ready to go if any parts of the deal are violated. Much tougher sanctions than in the past. And this was bipartisan support. Well, now we have a report. I mean, this literally minutes ago from a meeting on Capitol Hill that for December, there are no votes scheduled on Iranian sanctions in the U.S. Senate. So as of now, the White House lobbying and the State Department lobbying by Secretary Kerry, by President Obama directly, has prevented the Senate from even scheduling a vote on Iranian sanctions that would kick in only if the deal was violated. So these weren't new sanctions that would start. They would kick in if parts of the deal were violated. And so far, unless we speak up, there is no vote scheduled for 2013.
Folks, we need to speak up, and we need to speak up right now. And we need everybody that's listening to do this. We've obtained 61,000 signatures online at aclj.org saying we need to have this vote on the sanctions. This is our legal leverage for Saeed Abedini's release and the other Americans. But we have got to hear from you. So go to aclj.org and sign that petition now, or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And folks, we need to hear from you on this because we've got to get the votes. The reality is we have bargained away our negotiating leverage. We can get it back with increased sanctions. But when you find out that the United States traded an Iranian scientist, released him from prison, and we got nothing for it except an agreement that the Iranians would sit down and meet with us? That's what's so absurd here, David.
Well, absolutely. It's starting to look like the Obama administration wanted an agreement just for the sake of having an agreement. I mean, how does this impede Iran from getting a nuclear bomb? We've surrendered the line. We used to say no enriching of uranium. Now we're saying it's okay to enrich uranium. No centrifuges are being dismantled. And now we're releasing a scientist who can actually help their nuclear program.
I mean, it's beyond bizarre. And frankly, it's disturbing that our United States government did this. But folks, this is where you come in. I want you to listen to a Democratic senator, Robert Menendez from New Jersey. Listen to what he said.
Well, look, I think creating a sanctions regime that is an insurance policy and also creates leverage for us is incredibly important. I'm concerned about some elements of the text that people haven't focused on. For example, already in that text, as it relates to what is defined as a comprehensive solution, there's some suggestion that we are going to define what a mutually agreeable enrichment program is. So we've already ceded away from UN Security Council resolutions that say no enrichment.
You know, I'm looking at the list of folks. So Menendez, which is rightfully concerned, but you know, we've released, going back to the last year, three Americans. Since Saeed Abedini has been picked up in July of last year, we have released an Iranian convicted on three counts of weapons trafficking, a former Iranian ambassador to Jordan who had been initially apprehended abroad trying to buy night vision goggles from U.S. agents, and also we released someone that was an Iranian who was arrested in Frankfurt and convicted in the U.S. of trying to buy specialized vacuum pumps that could be used in the Iranian nuclear program. We did this all since Saeed Abedini was arrested. We released these people. So, folks, this is where you come in. We need your help. Saeed Abedini needs your help. Sign this petition so we can get a vote on these sanctions. The sanctions, the legal leverage that we need to move this forward. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we need everybody that's listening to sign. I know it's the holidays coming up, folks. Saeed Abedini looks like he's going to miss another Christmas with his family, and we're releasing Iranian scientists involved in the nuclear enrichment program. Now, if that doesn't outrage you, I don't know what will. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. By the way, a huge thank you to our ACLJ members. We met our November matching challenge. In fact, we exceeded it by about $100,000. We really appreciate that. We'll have another one coming up in about a week or so in December. But again, a huge thank you to all of our members. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Michael calling in from California on line two. Michael, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael. All right, let's go to somebody else.
Right back to William in Indiana on line one. William, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Yes, we're. This is William and my wife, Marcia. I mean, it's just ludicrous, and we're completely outraged at the news that you're bringing on. I mean, the Obama. We think he ought to be charged with treason with all of the. I mean, him claiming that we're not a Christian nation and having a Muslim day here a few months ago and this.
You know, none of that though reaches the level to me of this idea that we were training though, William, Iranian people, the Iranian citizens that were arrested in the United States that were part of the nuclear military enrichment of the nuclear program. It was the military aspect of the nuclear program that these scientists were involved in. That's what you got. This wasn't the quote, you know, civil servant side of the nuclear program. This was the military enrichment portion of the Iranian nuclear program, which was to get a nuclear bomb. We released them, and we left an American David behind.
Exactly right. I mean, let's look at what was Pastor Saeed doing? He was building an orphanage. What were these guys doing?
Yeah, it was a real crime.
Yeah, exactly. What were these guys doing? Trying to secure components to help build a nuclear bomb from a country that has vowed to destroy Israel, has vowed to, and really angers our Gulf state allies.
Yep.
I mean, this is a Shia fundamentalist country that is even terrifying the Sunni Muslims in the region.
It's unbelievable, folks, that we did this. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, we're about to, you and I are leaving today for a trip to Berlin. Will we be meeting with U.S. ambassador in Germany, German representatives, Turkish representatives, and clerics from around the world, and we will be certainly in our part of these negotiations and discussions and conferencing. We're going to be bringing up Saeed Abedini.
That's right. And, you know, this comes as a troubling report is on the homepage of Drudge Report by Weekly Standard coming out of a Kuwaiti news source. And David just mentioned the Gulf states being very angry. You know, these Gulf states signed nuclear nonproliferation treaties, and they've got their top enemy now in bargaining allowed to enrich uranium. I mean, this is a huge change, and they're not allowed to have nuclear programs in the UAE, in Kuwait, in Qatar, places in Saudi Arabia, places that are and have been allied with the United States, have U.S. military bases inside their Gulf states, and of course, important for oil as well. Well, this comes as we're about to depart on our trip this afternoon. A Kuwaiti news report now at the Weekly Standard, I just tweeted it out, that President Obama is planning a trip next year to Tehran and that Iran and the United States are working on this. The big catch is, will he be meeting with the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini? Now, this could be Kuwaiti news very upset about this nuclear deal, but if they are going to the lengths of undermining the president or putting that kind of pressure on the U.S. government, these are allies, by the way, it tells you how outraged they are that we would make a deal like this while they're not allowed to develop, and these are our allies, peaceful nuclear power plants and things like that.
I'll tell you something, folks. We will be calling in, by the way, from the conferences, from these meetings. David and Thannen are going to host some. I think Logan may host some as well. And we're going to be able to bring you some live reports as best we can as these meetings, as we have breaks in these meetings. So we'll keep you posted. I want to play for you what General Michael Hayden, former CIA director, just said on Fox News.
Let's be honest with ourselves, all right? We have accepted Iranian uranium enrichment. There is no question about that. That's a different red line than we used to have.
There you have it. I mean, and General Hayden's absolutely correct. And now we find out that we traded. This is what to me is so outrageous, folks, that we traded Iranian scientists that were involved in the nuclear enrichment program on the military side, that were in our jails, arrested, convicted, in prison. And we've released at least four of them since Saeed Abedini was arrested. And our government says, when asked about, and I want to get this up, that he was discussed on the margins. We have that audio where they said Saeed Abedini was discussed on the margins while we're releasing Iranian military scientists. That's what they were. That's what they are. And we released them and got nothing in return. Zero. Do we have that bite? Okay, let me play this, folks.
An American Christian pastor has been held in detention by the Iranians now for a while. Why didn't you ask the Iranians to do a gesture, release this Christian pastor to show some good faith, some goodwill?
Wolf, we did exactly that. We've raised two issues with the Iranians in our discussions with them. One is a nuclear program. The other is Americans who are detained in Iran. President Obama raised it with President Rouhani when they spoke. We've raised it at a working level on the margins of the P5+1 talks.
On a working level on the margins. And we, the United States, let go four Iranian scientists in the military nuclear program. Stand up for Saeed and speak out against what the president's done here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It is an outrage. There are now reports that the Obama administration secretly agreed to release a top Iranian scientist arrested in this country for attempting to aid Iran's nuclear program as part of that so-called nuclear deal reached with Iran. But American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran simply because of his faith, is left behind. His release, not even brought up by the U.S. as a precondition to the talks. So the U.S. frees an Iranian scientist being held on serious charges, and Iran continues to hold a U.S. citizen with with no pressure applied by the U.S. to release him. Unbelievable. This week, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is leading a team to Europe, part of the ACLJ's ongoing effort in this country and abroad to generate support for Pastor Saeed. You can help. Demand President Obama and Congress renew sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear program and releases Pastor Saeed. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, we are just absolutely outraged at this trading of four Iranian scientists that were involved in the military side of the nuclear enrichment program. These four were released since Saeed Abedini's been arrested. And our government says we only discuss Saeed Abedini on the margins. I mean, it's unconscionable to me that we did this. And I tell you, there's got to be a reaction. The reactions have to be to get out of this deal that we're in, and that is sanctions, stiff sanctions. Harry Reid made this statement. Take a listen. Okay, well, we'll come back to that in a moment. It's the one that we just had up in the chat there, and we'll come back to that one in a moment. And let's take a phone call. Let's go to Michael, who's calling from California.
In the air.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. First of all, I think it's outrageous that that is completely true, that we got nothing, and that was a perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity. But secondly, if Israel is... I don't know if I have a problem, and I think you need to clear this up for me and a lot of people to feel this way. If why is Iran not should not be able to have a nuclear weapon when everybody around them does?
Well, not everybody around them does. I mean, that's the main reason. They would be the only country within that portion of the Middle East that has a nuclear weapon. I will tell you, my view is it would completely destabilize the region. David, what's your sense?
Well, a prior president of Iran said it very clearly, that when Iran gets the bomb, it can destroy Israel. And Israel, even with its own nuclear arsenal, could not destroy Iran. I mean, that's how explicit they are in their genocidal intentions. And so there's a huge difference between a nation that has always complied with international law possessing these weapons and a nation that is the prime sponsor of terrorism and has promised to commit genocide— promise to commit genocide, right, having nuclear weapons. That is a huge threat.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I think it should just be clear for everyone. And Michael, I want it to be clear to you. The entire time the Iranians have said this is not about a weapon. So they are saying they don't want a weapon. So that's part one. That's what they publicly say. Part two, we have said that we will make sure that they can have nuclear power. They just can't do the enriching. That was our first policy, and that's because once you start enriching, you can enrich to nuclear weapon level, which they started to do, and they had underground plutonium plants as well, which, by the way, they're still running as of today in Iran. And Iran is a radical regime, so they're not trustworthy. And that's how the world works, is that you don't just say, well, because one gets it, the other doesn't. One is not radical, and one is. One is not a state sponsor of terrorism, number one in the world. One is. And so Israel and Iran, to compare the two, I mean, 7 million versus 80 million people, and a Islamic terror state run by a dictator, not a democratic republic, no kind of democracy, but run by a religious dictator who has pledged and has done. They fund Hezbollah. They've funded these attacks around the world. That's why they're not going to get trusted ever with a nuclear weapon. The debate right now is, should they even be trusted to enrich uranium to low levels for power plants?
Yeah, and the answer right now should be no. I would trust them with nothing, and we certainly abandon our own people here, which makes this worse. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes, so we're taking your calls. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, if you're on SiriusXM, of course you do. If not, just go over to aclj.org. You can listen to it there. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take another call.
Diane calling from Indiana, online 3. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I think you already answered this question, but these four prisoners were in our custody here in the United States.
Correct.
And so we just let them go back to Iran?
You've got it. We sent them back. We probably flew them back. This was part of the pre-negotiations. I'm sure Valerie Jarrett from the White House had something to do with this. This was the pre-negotiations starting in September of last year. And we let them go, and, of course, Saeed Abedini was in jail, and we did nothing. to get him released. And then we have the State Department. We played that outrageous statement where they said he was discussed on the margins, which is really, the guy's been in jail for over a year and you're discussing him on the margins when you're sitting across a table from his captors, smiling for the cameras? I mean, really? That's the best we can do in the United States of America. That's the best we can do, is let our guy stay in jail while we're staring at his captors, so desperate to cut a deal that we're willing to betray Americans in the process. That's what we did. If you're outraged, and you can tell I am, folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You know, David, whatever happened to we don't leave our own behind?
You know, that's never been the Obama administration's motto. I mean, let's go back to Benghazi. He left Americans behind there despite repeated warnings. No military intervention in a multi-hour firefight. I mean, so we know the Obama administration is the service of its larger, incredibly misguided goals in the Middle East can and will leave Americans behind. And let's not forget, as we're talking about this deal with the Iranians are responsible for the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans. They have been the prime supporters of the insurgency against Americans in Iraq. They are prime supporters of the Taliban anti-American insurgency in Afghanistan. Iranian weapons have been used against American soldiers again and again and again. And we give them nuclear scientists.
You know, Jordan, it is pretty unbelievable that we've reached the level where we're doing this.
Well, and we're at a point now where the White House, we have our White House and our State Department lobbying Congress against increased sanctions if the deal is broken. If the deal is broken, not increased sanctions, which we've been doing in the past because of there being no deal, but increased sanctions so that Iran knows what happens very clearly if they don't go along with what many people believe is a bad deal anyway. But let's say that they violate it. And they're already saying that the White House is lying to the American people. This is what the Iranian government is saying, that the White House is lying to you by saying that part of this deal means they have to shut down their plutonium plant in Iraq. They don't have to do that. Not Iraq. Iraq is the plutonium plant, hard water plant that can be used another way to develop nuclear weapon. They're saying that wasn't part of the deal. We can keep that operational. They just have to allow the inspectors in there. They've also said it doesn't mean we can't continue to enrich uranium. So you've got Iranians telling the American public your White House is lying. You have our White House and our State Department telling Congress not to put any sanctions on the table that will say, and by the way, just for anybody joining us, we just had our Director of Government Affairs, Stan Bennett, at the U.S. At a meeting in Congress, and they have found out that there for December, so for 2013, there is at this point no vote scheduled on new Iranian sanctions. Yeah. Sanctions that would only kick in if the deal was violated. That's what the White House is lobbying against.
Listen to what Chris Mitchell, speaking with General Hayden, former director of the CIA, said, number eight.
John Kerry would sit here right now and he would say there's nothing in the agreement. We do not recognize their right to enrich.
Well, actually, it says in the agreement that we will come to an agreement with regard to their right to enrich, which is very different than the UN Security Council resolutions to date that says they do not have a right to enrich. Chris, at the end of the day, Iran's going to be a nuclear threshold state.
It's unbelievable. And we, the United States of America, released Iranian scientists that work on that nuclear program, and we got nothing in exchange. And it's been happening since Saeed Abedini has been in jail, and the State Department knew it. And we only discussed him on the margins. If you're outraged, and you should be, go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition now, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, if you're on the phone, stay there. We'll get to you after the break. But again, ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255 to sign the petition urging sanctions to get out of this horrible deal. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And remember, like us on Facebook. Back with more in a moment.
Iran continues to hold a U.S. citizen with no pressure applied by the U.S. to release him. Unbelievable. This week, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is leading a team to Europe, part of the ACLJ's ongoing effort in this country and abroad to generate support for Pastor Saeed. You can help. Demand President Obama and Congress renew sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear program and releases Pastor Saeed. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So we leave Saeed Abedini in jail while we release four Iranian scientists involved in the nuclear enrichment program. And David, you said something earlier that I think is important. Saeed Abedini's harming nobody. The Iranian scientists we release will harm the United States, Israel, and everybody else in the region.
Well, that's right. I mean, let's remember, Pastor Saeed was in Iran building an orphanage for the least advantaged, most disadvantaged Iranian kids. These guys were trying and scrapping to try to find equipment and material to build nuclear weapons that could kill millions of people. So we let them go and let Iran keep a guy who's building an orphanage. I mean, this is incredible.
It really is. We're going right to our phones at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go to Henry calling from Georgia. He's on line one. Hi, Henry. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good. Henry, go.
I just want to say that I am definitely outraged at what's going on. I agree with you that this is much more egregious than the treason thing. It's almost like treason itself.
Right.
So we gave all four of them back and didn't get squat. Huh?
Nothing. I mean, it's to me, Henry, so unbelievable.
Yeah.
That and then to have the Secretary of State's office say we were discussing him on the margins at the staff level when we know that they were releasing these others and that was at the highest level. So. You know, it's pretty outrageous, and we just got to get people talking about it. I know the call screener here says that you've tried to get pastors to talk about it. They need to be talking about Pastor Saeed Abedini. And if we encourage them to do it, they'll do just that. And look, a lot of people participated in that Thanksgiving program that Pat Mahoney put together where if you had a place setting for Saeed, and a lot of people did that from around the country, I mean thousands. But we've got to get the churches engaged in this at the highest levels. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Mary Ellen's calling from Illinois. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hey. When I read this on the weekend, it was like, this is Benghazi, too. And it's like, whose side are we on? It looks like we're on their side and not for the United States.
Well, I agree with you on this. I can't imagine what the government was thinking, David, when they decided to let if this was part of a negotiated trade and we were getting Americans out, yeah, I get how that works. But this was at a whole different level.
You know, look, let's go to the bottom line. The bottom line is the Obama administration looks at the recent history of the Middle East and thinks, you know what? The problem has been America. The problem has been American hostility and American mistrust towards these jihadist countries and jihadist entities. And if we're only nice enough to the jihadists, then they won't hate us anymore. It's so ridiculous. The hatred that jihadists feel for the United States of America goes to our very essence and nature, not to any given set of policies, and it's futile to try to appease them, and yet he tries it again and again, and Americans are dying because of it, and Americans are being left behind because of it.
Well, we're on our way to Berlin, where we're going to be with government leaders from both the United States, Germany, Turkey, and the region, and Jordan and I are leading a delegation there, and we're going to do everything we can to raise the case of Saeed Abedini. I'd sure like to be able to tell people that you're standing with us. If you've not yet signed that petition, I'll encourage you to do it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking more of your calls. So if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, another thing that's got us upset is that in the middle of handling the Pastor Saeed case, two cases now at the Supreme Court on the HHS mandate, we'll be filing briefs in that. We've got a case there that'll be held pending this. We've got the IRS changing the rules in the middle of the game. You heard me. Changing the rules on free speech for conservative and Christian organizations in the middle of the game. I've got that posted right now at ACLJ.org, my interview with Megyn Kelly. We encourage you to go there for that. Folks, when we come back from the break, I'm going to be taking your calls. We've got a lot to discuss. I encourage you to be praying for us as we embark on this trip to Germany. ACLJ.org to sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
No reason to get excited. The thief kindly spoke. There are many among us.
It is an outrage. There are now reports that the Obama administration secretly agreed to release a top Iranian scientist arrested in this country for attempting to aid Iran's nuclear program as part of that so-called nuclear deal reached with Iran. But American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran simply because of his faith, is left behind. His release not even brought up by the U.S. as a precondition to the talks. So the U.S. frees an Iranian scientist being held on serious charges, and Iran continues to hold a U.S. citizen with no pressure applied by the U.S. to release him. Unbelievable. This week, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is leading a team to Europe, part of the ACLJ's ongoing effort in this country and abroad to generate support for Pastor Saeed. You can help. Demand President Obama and Congress renew sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear program and releases Pastor Saeed. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. That song is Along the Watchtower, our version of the Jimi Hendrix classic that was posted over the weekend at my Facebook at Jay Sekulow. I'm sure we'll get it up on ACLJ's as well. We're going to go right to the phone, so 1-800-684-3110. So outraged at what the administration has done in leaving Saeed Abedini behind. It really is inexplicable, inexcusable, and wrong. Martin's calling from Idaho. He's on line 3. Hi, Martin. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, thank you. I'm outraged about this whole situation, but I've been outraged against Obama for all his policies that basically go against common sense. And I'm just shaking my head. I think Obama's legacy is actually going to be the first president to allow a terrorist group to get a nuclear warhead and use it, and it's going to be a lot of dead people over it. We're all just going to shake our head, and then the left's going to point to the right, and the right's going to point to the left. When we could do something to stop it now, that's going to be really sad.
Yeah, well, you know, the president's on this kindness initiative that he's got up right now, and he's been making these as political speeches. It wasn't very kind, by the way, to trade for Iranian nuclear scientists and not get Americans released in exchange. Listen to what he said.
I want to think about something that the late, great Chicago film critic Robert Ebert said. Kindness, he wrote, covers all of my political beliefs. Kindness covers all of my political beliefs. And when I think about what I'm fighting for, what gets me up every single day, that captures it as much, just about as much as anything. Kindness, empathy, that sense that, you know, I have a stake in your success.
Really? Well, you could have negotiated the release of Saeed Abedini when you were giving away four convicted felons that were Iranian scientists involved in the nuclear program, but I guess kindness didn't apply there, David.
No.
Kindness.
What, by what definition is he kind? I mean, that... What,
appeasement is what he is.
Has he been kind to the 5 million people who lost their health insurance over the last couple of months? I mean, is he going to be kind to the 50 to 100 million who are losing? And that's here domestically. And then now this, is it kind to anyone to hand the capacity to build a nuclear weapon over to the number one terrorist supporting state in the world? That's
I guess
not
it,
kind.
It's kind to the terrorist, frankly. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you've not signed on to this petition, which is going to urge sanctions so we can get out of this mess the president got us in, and get Saeed Abedini and these other Americans released, go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition now, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Catherine is calling from New Jersey on line two. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. May God be with you on
Thank you.
Europe.
Thank you.
Obama is a community organizer.
Yep.
Community organizers basically are to create chaos in the areas. Everywhere Obama has gone, there is death and destruction.
Well, you know what I said the other day on TV? I said, you know what, on the Middle East issue, he has picked the wrong side every single time. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, that's who he backed. I mean, just think about who he's backed. So he picks the wrong, and he's backing the Iranian regime run by the Ayatollah. This is what he does. He picks the wrong side, David, every single time. And maybe a community organizer does create chaos, as Catherine says, but you're not playing with the United States. Chaos, of course, is also our healthcare system now put into chaos. But on the Middle East, he has picked the wrong side every single time.
I mean, think about Syria. We almost went to war yep. on behalf of an Al-Qaeda-dominated opposition. I mean, that's unbelievable to me, but we came this close to going to war on behalf of an opposition dominated by Al-Qaeda. But it goes back to that fundamental view that he has that the reason there are jihadists is because of our fault, our problem. And if you're just nice enough to the jihadists, they'll love us back,
well,
which
that's
is
what
insane.
He said kindness, empathy. Listen to what Peter Johnson Jr. From Fox News said last week about America losing our moral superiority as it comes to these issues.
We've forfeited any moral superiority in foreign policy or in terms of asserting human rights for people who are Americans or not Americans mm-hmm. in the world. But to do this deal and not have that man walk out right. at the very same time the deal was announced, it's criminal.
I think Peter's got it absolutely correct. I mean, this is, and now that, and he didn't know at the time, by the way, when Peter Johnson Jr. said that, he did not know that we had released four Iranian scientists that have been convicted of obtaining equipment and supplies for nuclear weapons in Iran. He didn't know that yet. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Elvin's calling from Montana on line four. Elvin, welcome to the broadcast.
I think that stupid president has lost his ever loving mind.
I think this is an intentional act. I don't think this is not intentional, by the way, Elvin. I think this is exactly what the president wants to do, David. This isn't naive. This isn't he didn't know. This is how he wants to view American foreign policy.
Right. He wanted to get a deal done with Iran. I mean, this shouldn't surprise anyone. He went back, going all the way back to 2008, he flabbergasted even Hillary Clinton in the debates with his willingness to deal with Iran. So this is somebody who has expressed it for years that he wants to do a deal. He got an early deal right now, and to do it, he threw Americans under the bus, which he has done before, and I have a feeling he's going to do again. But that's why we have to have our allies on the Hill stand up here. We have to have it because there's so much at stake.
There is so much at stake, folks, and that's why we need your help. Sign that petition now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Mary's calling from Washington State on line five. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi. We'll be in prayer for you.
Thank you.
And for the other leaders involved, for Thanks. The Lord's wisdom. And can two-thirds of the Senate, do they need to ratify this treaty? Is there still a chance for this treaty with Iran to die if two-thirds of the
Great question, but it's not a treaty. It's a interim agreement. It does not constitute a treaty under the treaty clause of the United States Constitution. So what has to happen here is the legal lever to get out of this mess that the president has gotten us into is to increase sanctions on Iran, because if they said if there's an increase in sanction, the agreement's voided. So, David, we don't have a treaty here, but we've got the leverage, the legal leverage of an increased sanction, which Senate Democrats have been calling for, by the way.
Right. I mean, this is bipartisan. Yep. There are Senate Democrats who see the world clearly enough to know what Iran's intentions are. And here's where the fact that it's not a treaty actually gives us a little bit more hope to undo this thing. If we can get bipartisan legislation through, that tells the Obama administration that a final agreement with Iran that is on these terms is out of the question, and it can increase the economic pressure on Iran. Right. So we actually have a chance.
Which is the only thing that brought them to the table, by the way, with the sanctions. So we've really lost leverage here. It's a shame that this has happened. Mike's calling. He's on line one. Hi, Mike. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just wondering. I'm looking through the internet, and there's a lot of information about Iran scientists also involved in Iraq, and I'm wondering. There's a Satan star in Washington with Baal off to the east. Maybe you should attack that.
Well, no, I'll tell you what we're attacking. We're attacking a policy that left Americans behind. That's really what it is. And your hyperbole there, for whatever reason you said it, whatever. The fact of the matter is, we are attacking a policy that we believe has left Americans behind, and we don't leave Americans behind, especially when we're trading other people off. Jerry's calling from Illinois. He's on line three. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, see, I'm sure you guys are on the same page with me on this. This president has not only proven, he has documented that he cannot stand Israel, and he's doing everything in his power to say, okay, Iran, you want to do your dirty work against Israel? Hey, we'll send you the scientists back because you kind of need him.
Yeah. Here's what Benjamin Netanyahu, when this whole deal came out, Bibi Netanyahu was very direct. That's the prime minister of Israel. Listen to what he said.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake. It's not made the world a safer place. This agreement has made the world a much more dangerous place.
And I think he's right. I think this is, and we've seen the duplicity of our own administration when it came to releasing these Iranian nuclear scientists. David, it really is inexcusable what they've done here.
I mean, let's just go back. Iran is the number one terrorist-supporting state in the world, and we have released to them scientists who can help them build nuclear weapons. I mean, that you just say those words out loud, and it's hard to believe it actually occurred, and yet it did.
You know, folks, the nature of this is it's inexplicable. And I will tell you that when you look at the situation and you figure out why did we do this, I think it's just the government's – this is the new regime. This is the regime that wants kindness and empathy, as if we're going to woo them into loving us. And that's just not the way it is. We're dealing with radical jihadists. And the moment we recognize this fact, we'll be better for the United States. But look, elections have consequences. And, folks, this is one of the consequences. But what we do is we do have leverage here. And that is, you've got Republicans and Democrats that do not like this so-called deal. And they think, in fact, that the only thing that brought the Iranians to the table were sanctions, and that those sanctions need to be toughened, and that we need to get these Americans released. To do that, we've got a petition going right now, over 61,000 signatures. We want you to join with us on it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. You can also like us on Facebook. And I'll tell you something, folks. When you look at the fights we're in, understand the nature. We are fighting for the life of Saeed Abedini. ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. you can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It is an outrage. There are now reports that the Obama administration secretly agreed to release a top Iranian scientist arrested in this country for attempting to aid Iran's nuclear program as part of that so-called nuclear deal reached with Iran. But American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran simply because of his faith, is left behind. His release, not even brought up by the U.S. as a precondition to the talks. So the U.S. frees an Iranian scientist being held on serious charges, and Iran continues to hold a U.S. citizen, with no pressure applied by the U.S. to release him. Unbelievable. This week, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is leading a team to Europe, part of the ACLJ's ongoing effort in this country and abroad to generate support for Pastor Saeed. You can help. Demand President Obama and Congress renew sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear program and releases Pastor Saeed. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, we will get back to the issue of Pastor Saeed and the pending Iranian sanctions that the United States Senate is considering in just a moment. But over the Thanksgiving holiday, there were a couple of interviews that I wanted you to have a chance to listen to. First, Jay was on Fox News with Megyn Kelly, and then Jordan was on Fox and Friends in the morning talking about the IRS scandal that so many of you have been following that we have been litigating on behalf of 41 clients for some time now. They gave an update on our litigation, on the situation in general. I wanted you to have a chance to hear them. But as you listen to this update, if you want to see our entire IRS movie that we produce, go to irsmovie.com. It's called Tax Invasion. You can watch the entire thing online. But let's go ahead and listen to these interviews again. This is Jay on with Megyn Kelly and Jordan on Fox and Friends.
In other news, the Obama administration tonight accused of launching a new attack on conservative nonprofit groups. The IRS is now proposing new rules to restrict the spending of these groups when it comes to campaign-related activities, which happens to be the very thing Democrats were demanding the IRS do once the whole Tea Party targeting scandal broke. Joining me now, Jay Sekulow. He's chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. This is so interesting to me, Jay, because what we had was news that the IRS was targeting Tea Party groups, including many of whom are your clients. And there was outrage, supposedly from both parties. But then after the outrage lasted for a few weeks, some of these Democrats started to come out and say, you know what this is really about? It's really about these groups doing political activity in the first place, which they shouldn't be doing. And lo and behold, the IRS just tried to appease those Democrats and change the rules. Do I have it about right?
You've got it right. Changing the rules, by the way, while the game is still in play. We've got litigation right now against the IRS. As you mentioned, we have 41 clients. Conservative groups, some Christian organizations, Tea Party organizations. And the IRS is now engaging in basically this, Megan, a post hoc justification for their illegal conduct. They did targeting based on what they deemed to be, quote, political activity or the names of the groups. Remember that Be On The Lookout list.
Right.
And now they're justifying it by changing the rules. But you know what? For the groups that are left to center, the progressive groups, as they're called, that have been doing this for 50 years, they've been able to do it without any problem. Now, all of a sudden, the conservative groups have gotten the same idea that you can engage through 501c4 organizations, and now the rules change. That's not going to fly. It's a process we're going to object to, by the way, in the comments section that now will start. But this changing the rules and trying to silence speech again by the IRS just shows that they are really institutionally incapable of self-correcting their own made problem. They've done this
for
themselves.
But the folks on the other side said, look, the 501c4 of the IRS code defines a social welfare organization as one that's operated exclusively to promote social welfare. And they complained because they said the IRS code then came out and said, well, and by exclusive, what we mean is they have to operate primarily to further the common good. And that's what the liberals were objecting to, saying you can't say exclusive means, well, you just have to do primarily social welfare stuff, and the other 49% can be political. That's what they were looking to clear up. Is that not a fair objection?
You know, here's the problem with that, Megan. That is there is objection, but I don't think it's fair, and I'll tell you why. It's the IRS themselves that proposed just a few months ago that if a group would engage in and acknowledge that they're only engaged in 40% of quote-unquote political activity, they would automatically get an exemption by self-certifying. So the IRS is playing both sides here. And, you know, George Soros and his groups have been funding C4 organizations for decades, and now all of a sudden, as I said, the rules are changing, but there's something else here that's sinister to this. The idea that this is going on in the middle of this litigation that we've got with the where the Treasury Department is being represented by the Department of Justice and outside law firms, and they're changing the rules in the middle of this, because remember this, our clients' applications are still pending after 3 years.
Well,
and you know what they deem to be an appropriate activity here? Voter registration, which is exactly what the NAACP has done for decades so successfully. And I'm glad they've done it. But yeah.
So they can now shut down your clients' applications that they've been delaying for, in some cases, 3 years based on this new rule if it passes and it is approved?
Sure. What they're going to do is they're going to say they've got new standards now. They've got to evaluate the organizations based on those standards. And I sent a stack of documents this thick to the Treasury Department saying we've already given you 2.5 feet worth of documents here, and you still haven't approved. I showed it on your broadcast.
It makes it a lot easier to win.
They're doing a rule change in the middle. It's not going to stand.
Makes it a lot easier to win if you change the rules of the game mid-play. Jay, thank you.
Quarter past the hour, the Obama administration launching an attempt to rein in tax-exempt political groups.
Yeah, remember, these are the same groups that the IRS was accused of targeting last summer. So why the sudden turnaround? Jordan Sekulow is the executive director for the American Center for Law and Justice, and he joins us on this Thanksgiving morning. Jordan, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Are you surprised by this sudden turnaround?
You know, it's not too shocking that a couple days before Thanksgiving, the IRS, through the Obama administration, announces new rules that would regulate only 501c4s, only after the IRS targeting scandal. While that scandal's ongoing, they want to change the rules of the game. And so they've proposed a set of draconian changes and guidelines that would totally change the rules for what 501c4s can do. So it would limit the free speech of organizations, communities, small groups, but it doesn't. It fully exempts labor organizations or trade associations, the big guys when it comes to political money.
So freedom of speech under fire, according to some critics, including yourself. Why do you say that?
You know, first of all, when you look at these proposed guidelines, what will be considered political activity for a 501c4 are things as simple as voter registration. So not partisan ads, just doing voter registration alone means you've done political activity. So that will bar you. How about get out the vote? Just putting up a sign, say, remember to vote today. Even if it's not partisan, that's going to be partisan political activity. They'll define it that way. How about this? Take it one step further. A volunteer for your organization does something on behalf of a candidate. You know, they still have a First Amendment right to speak, and they're a volunteer. They're not getting paid. If they do that, it can be attributed to you, and that will also count towards your political activity. Mm. That's just a few examples of how it will change the game. While we're still in court, because we've got 41 clients, 13 of which still haven't gotten a decision by the IRS. What, are they going to apply these new guidelines to them?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to get an update on that. Meanwhile, the targeting scandal, and you know, the Obama administration has continually said, hey, we are investigating this. The probe continues. Have any of your clients in that lawsuit been contacted by the government? Are updated,
you know,
on it?
Pretty bold IRS, I guess, because none of our clients have been contacted by the FBI or anyone at the Department of Justice during what is supposed to be an ongoing criminal investigation since May. And we're getting now it's Thanksgiving, and not one of the 41 clients have been contacted. And we still have groups, Clayton, and for people out there who are going to be in court who have waited up to 3 or more years to get an answer from the IRS, an IRS who didn't have guidelines like this published ever before, who is now trying to go back and change the rules, and they're only doing so because they want to stop you know, they're fine with the labor organizations, they're fine with the trade associations. By the way, those usually back Obama, they usually back Democrats. But when it comes to conservatives, when they got involved, suddenly rules that have been in place since 1959 have to change.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for the update. Enjoy the holiday. Hope you're spending it with family and friends.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I am. Thank you. Thanks for being
Jordan.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Megyn Kelly and Jordan on Fox and Friends. We will, of course, keep you updated on that issue. Back to the issue of Pastor Saeed and Iranian sanctions the United States is considering. Just this morning, folks, we're hearing news that the White House is putting the full court press on the United States Senate Senate, Secretary of State John Kerry has actually sent a personal video message to his former colleagues in the Senate asking them to stand down on these sanctions and to trust the White House. Folks, if you disagree, if you want to tell the United States Senate that the president is wrong on this one, call now. Stand with us. 877-989-2255. You can sign up at ACLJ.org as well. But as we close the broadcast, go to your phones. 877-989-2255.
Iran continues to hold a U.S. citizen with no pressure applied by the U.S. to release him. Unbelievable. This week, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is leading a team to Europe, part of the ACLJ's ongoing effort in this country and abroad to generate support for Pastor Saeed. You can help. Demand President Obama and Congress renew sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear program and releases Pastor Saeed. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.